Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio News. With us in the studios today, I have Dr. Brad Hacker and Dr. Maria Nolte, both from Madison Healthcare Services. And we're going to be talking a little bit today about the COVID-19 situation. And we'll start with you, Dr. Hacker. Welcome to the airwaves here. You're no stranger here. We've had you on the Coach's Show a time or two. So,
yeah, thanks for having me back.
I'd rather have you here talking about sports. But
I'd rather talk about tennis, too, believe me.
I had a feeling you would. Let's talk a little bit about the COVID-19 situation. Still a lot of people out there who aren't real concerned about it. Should they be?
Yeah, I think they absolutely should be. It seems to be spreading very quickly, and I think, you know, you can look at the numbers across the country, but I think the kind of the scary thing is that in Minnesota, it may look like cases aren't spreading or they're spreading slowly, but the fact is that we just don't have the test kits. The only people being tested at this point in the whole state are people who are already hospitalized, people who are in a nursing home, or if you're a healthcare provider that is sick. So everybody else out there, we just don't know, honestly. So
I saw some figures the other day that I don't know how true they are, but said for every one case that they found, there are probably 5 to 10 more that are out there someplace. That sound close?
That's probably very true, right? We just, Dr. Nolte and I just got off a conference call with some of the other area doctors around here, and very confident that it's probably in the county and in the area. We just don't have the cases, you know, the test kits and the way to diagnose it that way. So, you know, don't assume just because you're not seeing a case in Lacaparral County that it's not here. It almost positively is here. Just it's a matter of how fast it's going to spread.
Well, Dr. Nolte, maybe you could talk a little bit about what, how would one know, how do you know if you have it? Or when should you be concerned and when should you be talking to the doctor?
Yeah, so typical signs, symptoms would be fever. So, you know, there's kind of new cutoffs. If you're 65 or older, you know, over 99.3, I think is the last I saw. If you're less than 65, typically fever over 100.4. If you have a new cough, new shortness of breath, those would be kind of the most typical signs. You know, if you have those things and you feel like you can manage at home, we're encouraging you to stay at home, again, to help stop the spread. But if you feel like you're not able to manage at home, you're having more shortness of breath, things just aren't going well, that's when we want to see you at the hospital.
Well, it's kind of compounded with the fact that we're still kind of in the flu season, too, so who knows, you might people just have the, I shouldn't say just have the flu, because that could be pretty serious, too. But
right, yep, so we're still seeing influenza, we're still seeing strep throat, so we're still seeing all of those things. Certainly allergy season is ramping up, so, you know, lots of people have congestion and runny nose and with that, so it's a lot to kind of tease out, but if you're able to manage at home with any of those things, we're asking you to please do so.
Right. And, of course, one of the big things is try to stay away from groups of people, right? That seems to me to be one of the biggest problems. That's why the lockdown in a lot of places has been put in. Is that right?
Yeah, right. I would agree with that. I think part of it is that, you know, compared to influenza, this is more contagious, at least a couple times more contagious than influenza. And the difference with this, there's a kind of an unknown quantity, is it sounds like you can be infectious, so you can spread this without having any symptoms for up to 2 to 3 days, up to possibly 14 days. So if you're walking around for a week or 10 days and you're spreading this and you don't know, you know, that's why the recommendations are to just stay at home, because you don't know if you're out there spreading it around to people who probably might not do as well with as you might.
Right. Well, that was kind of sad. I was watching a video the other day of a bunch of spring breakers down on the beach in Florida or whatever, and they weren't concerned because they were young. They weren't going to get it, and but nothing like go back and spread it to grandma and grandpa or something.
Right.
So if you're not concerned about yourself, be concerned about somebody else.
Yeah, it's all about community kind of protection. You know, if you're out there and you're infected, boy, you come back and you spread it to the next person and they spread it to grandma and grandpa. Or even if you're not hanging out with grandma and grandpa, it's going to get there eventually.
Right,
so,
right.
Yep.
How close are we to, that's a, just be conjecture, I guess, to a vaccine for this kind of thing? How long does that take?
So the last I saw, you know, they're working on it, but 12 to 18 months. So we certainly don't expect this to go away anytime soon. You know, even in the warmer months, that it'll probably still be here. And, you know, unfortunately, we will probably maybe see another surge this fall again. So it's here for a while.
Okay, well, how does it, how does it end on its own? I hear China, for example, they say it slowed down and they haven't really seen any new cases, for what we could believe for the news coming out of China, mm-hmm. too. But if that were true, how does a pandemic end? Is that just...
So, I really think the biggest thing is to try to keep it contained. So, you know, we're asking that if someone is sick in the home, that all other family members, household members also stay home for up to 2 weeks, because we know that's about when you could develop symptoms. So really nobody leaves that house for at least 14 days. So trying to stop the virus right there.
Okay. Well, anything else people should know about that as far as you personally, how you feel about how this whole thing should be, how you should react to it?
I think Dr. Nolte and I were talking this morning. I think we're both very nervous. I think we feel a little protected sometimes in Madison. We're away from the, you know, big, scary parts of the world. But unfortunately, this is going to get to us here as well. And it's just a matter of time. And we're not talking, you know, a couple months. We're talking, is it a few days or a couple weeks? And that's how fast this is progressing. So I would totally agree with Dr. Nolte said, the only way to really shut this down and stop this is to stop getting out and moving around. From what we understand, once you're outside and you're on plastic or metals, the virus is possibly viable for up to 3 days. So if you go into a grocery store and you grab that handle and the next person grabs that handle and then now they have it. So The only way to really prevent it, and I know we sound like a broken record, but it's to just stay home and not get out, not travel, any more than you absolutely have to.
Right, because one of the big problems is going to be when it does arrive, and I'm sure it will in some way, shape, right. or form. The severity is, you know, who knows. But if it does, we're kind of limited in with medical facilities. But you guys do a great job, but you can only do so much.
Right.
So, well, we certainly thank you for coming in and bringing us up to date a little bit on what's going on. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more here in the coming days, because I don't think it's something that's going to go away in a week or two. So
right.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. We'd be happy to visit again down the road if you want to.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Brad Hacker, Dr. Maria Nolte with us here on Q92.